Ay bobo, ay bobo, ay bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Bobo, welcome to another episode of the Agua Cerrito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Kone Kife. Today, we are going to talk about two sacred laws in Haitian voodoo, Papa Dambala and Aida Wedo. As always, we begin our conversation about the divine by centering ourselves with breath and prayer. So let's start with our breath. Let's breathe together three times. Inhale, confidence. And exhale, insecurity. Inhale, abundance. And exhale, scarcity. Inhale, expansion. And exhale, resistance. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to all of the divine saints and angels. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Greetings to Papa Dambala and Aida Wedo. We invite you to this space and ask that you pave the way for knowledge and understanding of your energy in this episode. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of all four elements of earth, water, fire, and air in the east, west, north, and the south, both known and unknown. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents and beyond, both near and far. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. Thank you for the thread that connects us as brothers and sisters on this earthly realm. Thank you for the opportunity to be in community with each and every one of you. We ask to enlighten and empower our listeners with light, wisdom, and knowledge. We ask to liberate our hearts and minds in order to connect with the divine. We ask that whatever is needed from this episode be met. We ask that whatever guidance needs to be shared is shared and understood in this episode. We ask that whatever lessons need to be learned be learned. Aibo bo, ago ago, bo, rababa, asao, alaso, awoshenago, jabodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sen, bo. Welcome back to another episode of the Agua Cerrito podcast show. If you've been on the journey with us, thank you so much for tuning in again. I truly appreciate you being part of our digital laku. And if you're new to the show, welcome and a big ai bobo to you. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife, and this show is all about one thing: deconstructing, demystifying, and decolonizing Haitian Vodou. Each week, I share information with the goal of educating, empowering, and enlightening our listeners on the beautiful, sacred religious practices of Haitian Vodou. Before we dive into today's episode, I'd love for you to hit that follow, subscribe button so you never miss an update. If you're enjoying what you hear, leaving us a quick rating or review is one of the best ways to support the show. It helps people find us and keeps our digital laku growing. And of course, feel free to share this episode with a friend who'd enjoy it too. And since we have listeners in our laku all across the world, every week I shout out a city where our listeners are located. This week, I want to send a big ai bobo shout out to all of our listeners in Kingston, Jamaica. Kingston, Jamaica, a big ai bobo, ai bobo, ai bobo to you. In today's episode, we are going to love on and honor Papa Dambala and Aida Wedo, the primordial laws of wisdom, knowledge, creation, and understanding in Haitian Vodou. Our show today will be informed by the scholarly works of the late Mumbo Ites Jean-Baptiste. And from a theological lens, we will deconstruct their energetic signatures, as well as discuss Papa Dambala and Aida Wedo in comparison to deities in other world religions. Towards the end of the show today, I will also take a moment to discuss what does it mean if you begin to see Papa Dambala and Aida Wedo appearing in your life, which again is an amazing blessing in and of itself. So before we delve into the conversation, I want to take a moment and just decolonize the misconception of snakes and serpents, particularly in religion. For many years, this is kind of from a Western lens, Western upbringing, I've heard time and time again this narrative that snakes are, at least real, you know, from a religious, spiritual perspective, snakes are considered evil and demonic. And I want to decolonize that for a moment in order for us to really ground today's conversation. So if we take it back to African cosmology, you know, when the Europeans colonized Africa and the Americas, they encountered religions where serpents were honored. And serpents aren't just honored specifically in the African cosmologies, also in other indigenous systems as well. But during enslavement, in order to weaken African religious systems, colonizers branded serpent spirits as the devil. And this was seen as sort of a political tool. So, you know, if you can convince people, you can convince individuals that their gods and their deities are demons, it paves the way for an individual to be able to abandon their traditions. And that's actually what exactly happened when you think about enslavement, when you think about the transformation of many African religions that went into hiding, that went into masking. So it's not just this occurred in Haitian Vodou. I think of Condomble, I think of Santeria, and other African diasporic faiths. And from an anthropological perspective, snakes are one of the animals that we, and when I say collective we, from a Western civilization, we're most primed to notice and fear. And there's this idea that sometimes scientists think that when humans evolved to be cautious of snakes, it's because they're a venomous species. So because of that, it was easy for colonizers to create a fear within religious systems to paint snakes as threatening. And I just want to just kind of clear the air here that serpents and snakes are not considered demonic or evil. And I wanted to take a moment to just deconstruct that. We're going to come back and talk about that when we have the comparative conversation with Papa Dambala, Aida, with other deities and other religions. We're going to come back to this idea around snakes, and you'll see how there are many other religions where snakes are actually considered sacred animals. So going back to Dambala and Aida, Wedo, these specific laws trace their origins back to West and Central African traditions. And Dambala is viewed as coming from Diomé, so modern day Benin, and other Yoruba areas. And in these traditions, serpent spirits were tied to the sky, they were tied to rainbows, they were essentially tied to water, and thinking about their connection back to heaven and earth. Aida Wedo is often called a serpent, a rainbow serpent, and she's seen as the bridge between sky and land, male and female, spirit and matter. And together, Dambala and Aida form a pair that keeps this idea, keeps creation from falling apart. And Dambala is interesting in that Dambala is visually represented as a great white serpent, ancient and wise. And Dambala represents purity. Dambala represents peace. Dambala represents the source of light. And so the two of them together, when you think about Aida, you know, it's think of it as this kind of this yin and yang type of relationship, this type of balance, you know, balancing the masculine as well as the feminine energies of creation. Because again, Aida Wedo, who's considered the rainbow serpent, she is beautiful, she is about joy and fertility, and Dambala is her counterpart, where there's this calming, this steadiness, this peacefulness that flows. And between the white serpent and the rainbow serpent, they are seen to bring wholeness. They are seen to bring fertility. Collectively, they are seen to bring peace. In August 1996, the late Mumbo Itez Jean Baptiste. She actually shares in her research and her perspective on Dambala and Aida Wedo, which I think was interesting, and I'd like to read a couple of passages to you here. So in the first passage, she writes, "Dambala and Aida Wedo are seen as sacred serpents in Haitian Vodou. These spirits carry the same kind of meaning that serpent symbols once carried in ancient Egypt. They represent two halves of the sky, the east and the west. In the Egyptian tradition, Dambala is called the serpent of Isis. This serpent wears a ring and holds its own tail in its mouth, a symbol of both life and death. Aida Wedo, in turn, is linked to the cobra, shown in the royal headdress of pharaohs. She represents divinity and kingship, the sacred authority of the initiated ruler. The serpent itself is a paradox. It makes both venom and its antidote. We can also see this wisdom in the old story of Eve. She couldn't resist the serpent's mystery, who offered her the key to hidden knowledge. That key was disguised as an apple, guiding her into magic. Through this act, Eve discovered that the true initiator of wisdom and power was the serpent itself." Aibobo. So that was a very powerful passage that Mumbo Itez Jean Baptiste wrote, and I want to take a moment and deconstruct that passage. So when people think about Dambala and Aida Wedo in Haitian Vodou, they're really talking about these two sacred serpents. And again, serpents are not just snakes. They carry deep symbolic meaning. If we look back to ancient Egypt, we see a similar story. There, Dambala is the serpent of Isis, and that serpent is shown to be holding its tail, which again is that reminder of life and death. And given that Aida Wedo is connected to the cobra, it's not just about decoration. You know, when in the passage, Mumbo Itez mentioned that you see the cobra that's on the royal headdresses on the crowns of pharaohs. It really was about symbolizing divinity and being able to symbolize the mark of rulers as someone who carries divine power and responsibility. I'm glad she mentioned the paradox, because this goes back to when colonizers were demonizing and calling snakes or serpents evil. They were focused on the fact that, again, snakes are venomous, and they use that as a tool. But if we go back to this idea around divine paradox, which we've talked about, we go back to the fact that there's, again, not the same interpretation of good and evil in the Western definition. That feeds and that affirms this idea that serpents carry both poison and the cure. They embody danger and healing at the same time, and that's part of their mystery. That's part of the divine paradox that embodies the energies of Dambala and Aida Wedo. So I thought it was interesting that Mumbo Itez Jean Baptiste, she brought in the story of Eve, because again, that story of Eve in the Bible that connects serpents to being demonic, it's interesting in that if we decolonize that story, when Eve took the apple, it actually helped Eve step into a new world of awareness, not just everyday knowledge, but it really began her journey into the beginning of magic, into the beginning of initiation, into deeper understanding. So in this context, if we decolonize that story of Adam and Eve, the serpent wasn't just a trickster. The serpent was actually Eve's first teacher, the one who hands over the keys of understanding and knowledge to the biblical story of the first man and woman. So again, in this idea that serpents and snakes are evil, it was important to talk about that specific creation story. So when we talk about Dambala and Aida Wedo, we're not just talking about snakes and serpents. You know, we are talking about the energetic symbols of creation of death, of healing, of royalty, of divinity, and the transmission of sacred knowledge. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about Dambala and Aida. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more. What does Dambala and Aida do? What is their specific function? within the Voodoo pantheon. Mumbo Itesh Jean-Baptiste, she actually, there's another passage here I want to share. She talks about the fact that Dumbala in Voodoo also carries an astral power. He is often represented as a scale that weighs good and evil. Because of this, he holds the balance between life and death. That's why he's seen as a symbol of all the law, the spirits of Voodoo. So in this passage, Mumbo Itesh is saying that Dumbala isn't just a spirit. He also holds cosmic and astral power. And people picture him as a scale, the kind that measures imbalances, specifically around good and evil, around this idea around life and death. And again, good and evil does not have the same interpretation as we sometimes see from a Western perspective. And because of Dumbala's immense power, because of Dumbala's association with creation, he is sometimes seen as the law, a law of abundance. And when we're talking abundance, we're not just talking financial or earthly abundance. We're also talking spiritual abundance. What this really means is that Dumbala embodies balance itself. He keeps the forces of existence in harmony. That's why he's considered more than just one law among many. He's seen as a universal symbol for all the spirits in Voodoo, carrying their essence essentially in one form. Dumbala is also honored as the father of the spirits. In Voodoo, he's connected to the very start of creation. And I think it's really interesting in how Dumbala's energy being centered around ancient wisdom, around ancient knowledge. And if you pair that with Aida's signature and her being known, again, her feminine energy being known as the mother of waters, where she helps the rivers flow. She helps bring rainbow after the storm. So there is definitely, I've always heard elders talk about after, you know, there's been a rainstorm, you'll see the rainbow in the sky. Well, essentially the rainbow, when we see it in the sky, it essentially represents the energy of Aida. It represents the energy of Dumbala. And so together, again, because they are considered the balance of sky and water, wisdom and love, creation and renewal, they walk together in divine pairing. As with many of the Voodoo divinities, Dumbala has many manifestations. In 1996, Mumbo Itesh Jean-Baptiste, she writes, Dumbala Wedo is seen as one of the oldest spirits in Voodoo, a direct link to the ancestors. Because of his age, his food, quote unquote, is seen to be the cosmic egg, the source of life itself. Some teachings say his age is as old as humanity. Tradition explains that Dumbala doesn't speak in words. Instead, during ceremony, he communicates through a whistling sound. Only those who understand his language can catch the meaning. This way of speaking belongs to a higher spiritual level, what Voodoo calls the astral or causal realm. In Voodoo practice, Dumbala is also tied to the asong, which is the sacred rattle, and the bell, which are used in ceremony to call and organize the spirits in their hierarchy. In the Petwa rites, people use the soufflet, or it's a kind of a whip or a spark, as a symbol of fire. In that context, Dumbala is linked to the word flame, the sacred fire of speech and power. So in the mystical sense, under the Rada rite, Dumbala Wedo is honored as the calm ancient serpent. And under the Petwa rite, he shows himself as Dumbala La Flambeau, carrying both creation and transformation. So if I were to summarize this passage, what Mumbo Itesh Jean-Baptiste is essentially alluding to is the fact that Dumbala is a primordial ancestral spirit, as old as creation in and of itself. And Dumbala teaches through silence, teaches through whistling, guides through sacred ritual tools and appears as both a peaceful serpent and a transforming fire. So many manifestations of Dumbala is typically going to be quiet in a sense that Dumbala is not talking. However, there are some manifestations of Dumbala, particularly on the Petwal side, that do sometimes talk. So again, depending on your lineage, your bitasyon, you may see two different types of Dumbalas that primarily manifest. Aida's manifestation is very, very rare. Most of the times, individuals do see Dumbala, particularly within Vodou ritual. A big Aibobo to Papa Dumbala, Dumbala Wedo, Aida Wedo, Dun Aida Wedo, Dumbala Wedo Toku Miwaze, Dumbala Dose, Dumbala Kisi, Dumbala Yenu, Dumbala La Flambo, Minis Odan, Odan Kosi Kosa, Odan Misu Wedo. Aibobo to all of the Dumbala spirits, to all of the Aida spirits, both known and unknown. If we were to switch gears and look at Dumbala and Aida from a comparative lens, while they might sound unique to Haitian Vodou, there are actually serpent creator figures that appear all over the world that you may not have realized, even in day-to-day. So before I go into talking about the other deities and other world religions, I just want to take a moment to share where you may be seeing serpent creator figure symbols in everyday life and may not have even realized it. So if we think about spirals and coils, when we see spirals and coils show up in shells and vines, in the way that the water swirls, this actually mirrors the serpent's coiled body and mirrors this idea of the cycle of life. When you think about the infinity loop, which is kind of the eights, if you think of a sideways eight, that symbol is a modern form of the serpent eating its own tail, which Mambo Ita Jean-Baptiste described when she talked about Dumbala's Egyptian and Aida's Egyptian origins. It kind of goes back to this infinity loop of the serpent eating its own tail. If you think about DNA, if we think about it from a scientific lens, the DNA double helix is the literal serpent spiral of life that's encoded in our bodies. When you think about individuals talking about a kundalini, kundalini is a serpent-like energy that goes from the bottom of our spine to the top of our heads when individuals are going through a spiritual enlightenment or spiritual awakening. We already talked about the rainbow that comes after the rain, which is tied to serpent and water spirits like Aida Wedo. Even the medical symbols. So if you ever take a look at, let's say, an ambulance, if you look within many, many doctor's offices, within hospitals, you'll see the staff, a staff with either one or two serpents. And these actually connect back to Dumbala and Aida. Those the staff with the serpents specifically is a nod to the rod of Asclepius and Caduceus, which are Greek symbols, but they represent healing, which again, most people don't realize is focused on serpent wisdom. We see serpent and snake symbolism in jewelry. We see that in logos, in different designs, across fashion, across business. And so many, many daily occurrences, many, many daily symbols in our day-to-day life on the earthly realm has the serpent's hidden symbolism of creation, of abundance, of knowledge, and wisdom. So if we go back and look again comparatively at Dumbala and Aida across world religions, let's start with Australia. So within the Australian Aboriginal traditions, they also have a rainbow serpent who shapes the rivers and the land. If we go to Hinduism, they have what's called the Nagas. And the Nagas are divine spirits that's connected to water and protection, guarding rivers and bringing rain. If we pivot and we look at historical information from ancient Mesoamerica, we also see the feathered serpent, the Quetzalcoatl, who brought knowledge and life. And again, if we go back to the medical symbols with the rod and either one serpent or two, those are connected to ancient Greece, and they are again used across medical symbols. And even though if we think about the Christian Bible, even though serpents sometimes appear negatively, if you think about Moses and the story of Moses actually in one of the stories lifts up a bronze serpent as a source of healing. So Damala and Aida Wedo, they are a pair of divine serpents that is part of a global story, right? Humans recognize these serpents as symbols of transformation, renewal, and creation. We're going to take another break. We're going to come back and discuss, what does it mean if you start to see Damala and Aida surface in your life? Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more.
Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org, to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Desir, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian voodoo cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise. So what if you see Damala and Aida start to surface in your life? And when I say surface in your life, what do I mean? If you start to, let's say within your dreams, you start to see serpents and again in a calm and peaceful way, because the emotional state of our dreams is also a nod as to what it represents. So if you're having, you know, neutral emotional state dreams or peaceful calming dreams about serpents, or you start to see just snakes physically in different places, let's say you randomly come across a, you know, continue to come across snakes, you know within different places that you're visiting or traveling to, if you randomly stumble across maybe shedded skin from a snake in, let's say, a garden or in a yard, or if you see a lot of rainbow symbolism, if you see, you know, you continue to see, let's say, rainbows in the sky on a continuous basis, or just see rainbows in different places, that may be a clue. When you have these types of synchronicities, that sometimes is a clue that Dambala and Aida are surfacing in your life. And when they show up in your life, it's a tremendous honor. And it often shows up as a deep pull to peace, to more balance in your life, maybe to renewal, maybe for you to go deeper in terms of curiosity of knowledge and hidden wisdom. Dambala's presence can sometimes be a call to slow down, a call for stillness in your life, a call to embrace patience, a call to step into wisdom instead of rushing into conflict. Dambala's energy is calm and it's stabilizing. And it sometimes asks us to pause and to go inward, to go deeper into ourselves, to find the answers that we may be looking for in our lives. Aida's presence, again, if you're seeing like a lot of rainbows, she sometimes shows up when there needs to be healing in a relationship, or when there needs to be healing in a home. She is focused and on openness, creating harmony, creating care. So again, if you're seeing these types of symbols of her showing up, which again, her presence is rare, that is a call for flow. That is a call for nourishment in your life. And so together, if you see the two of them, if you see two snakes, let's say a pair of snakes, that is usually if a person is being called towards alignment, towards balance, and actually sometimes deeper spiritual responsibility, deeper understanding, deeper aspects of wisdom. So it's not just random if you start to see this type of energy showing up. It's really an invitation for you to live in balance, for you to cultivate more wisdom, more understanding, for you to be able to tap into their specific energies. And when we think about tapping into Dambala's energy, stillness and mindfulness are important activities for a person to embody. To tap into Dambala's energy is to elevate the questions you ask of yourself. And I'll keep saying this time and time again, the quality of our lives are dictated by the quality of the questions we ask ourselves. So tapping into Dambala's energy allows you to elevate the questions you ask yourself. It allows you to be intellectually, spiritually curious. It allows you the opportunity to meditate. So by going inward, by meditating and listening to yourself, trusting yourself, and going inward are important attributes to embody when tapping into Dambala's energy, when seeing Dambala and Aida surface in your life. One last thought as we look to close out today's show. Given how ancient of the energy, again, remember, Dambala and Aida are primordial beings, primordial, older than humanity itself, older than creation itself. It is important that if you were to invoke Dambala and Aida into your life, do so with a clean, pure aura, in order to really connect with this divine, sacred loa. And when we say a clean, pure aura, physically clean, wearing, let's say, light colored clothes, white clothing, avoiding where you can any low vibrational emotions such as anger and sadness. And also, because again, thinking about that clean, pure aura, it's, you know, abstaining from earthly desires such as drinking alcohol, smoking, or having intercourse prior to connecting. And I think actually that should just be a rule of thumb with any of the sacred divinities. You know, you should always seek to bring a clean aura when praying to them, when seeking to connect with them. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a future episode, but I think it's important when we think about Dambala and Aida and the divine energies and frequencies that they embody, it is important for you to align at that frequency in your specific vessel should you decide to connect with them. To our dearest, dearest Papa Dambala, Aida, Wedo, Loaz, we love you. We honor you. We thank you so much for all that you do to bring light to humanity, to bring wisdom to humanity, to illuminate our path with true knowledge. Ai bobo, ai bobo, ai bobo. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Make sure to follow or subscribe so you never miss an update. Have a question, thoughts, or comments about today's episode? Email us at aguacerito@gmail.com. Don't forget to share this episode with the first person that comes to mind who might need to hear this message as well. Join us next time as we honor and love on Sobo Bade, the twin brothers of thunder and wind, sacred keepers of the flags and Vodou ritual. Until then, keep learning, growing, and pushing forward on your journey. And as always, we will close out in prayer. Thank you to Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all of the divine saints, spirits, and protectors who have walked with us in this sacred gathering. Thank you to the ancestral spirits in the east, west, north, and south. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. Thank you to the spirits of earth, water, fire, and air, both known and unknown, who sustain us and balance us in every moment. Thank you to all of our ancestors, near and far. Thank you for your strength, your love, and your eternal guidance. We give gratitude for the unity we have shared and for the wisdom that has been revealed in this moment. We release ourselves into the world with your blessings, asking for your continued protection and guidance as we walk our paths. We honor the thread that connects us all as children of this earthly realm and as spiritual beings beyond it. May the light of wisdom, the power of courage, and the bond of love remain with us as we part ways. May our hearts remain open, our minds remain clear, and our spirits remain strong to continue learning, growing, and thriving together. We affirm all that is needed has been received, all that is to be learned will unfold, and all that is to be shared will bear fruit in time. Aibo bo, ago ago, bo, rababa, asao, alaso, Aoshanago, Javodo, Afutai, Bilolo, Swakongo, Kwa Sembo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerito podcast show.
Ay, Bobo!
Ay, Bobo!
Masaluda!
Salut,
au revoir, 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 au revoir,
Thank you for joining us on the Aguacerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Aguacerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.